Internet sleuths strike again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, the nation's internet detectives, who monitor all media and insist on nothing but the truth, have posted slow-motion video of the opening seconds of the Bush-Kerry debate because they noticed that as Kerry approached the podium, he reached into his coat pocket with his left hand and took something out. A mysterious item is how it was described by one web wag. As I slow-moed the video on my own TiVo to conduct my own investigation, it appeared as if Kerry not only removed the mysterious item from his pocket, but that he was using the mysterious item to write something, leading one to believe the mysterious item might have been a pen. But the web scuttlebutt is that it was more likely a very tiny cheat sheet of some kind, which would have been against the ground rules. In fact, bringing a pen would have been against the ground rules. But I think the main ground rule that was broken, as far as the internet sleuths are concerned, is that John Kerry actually did well in that debate. And since it has never crossed their minds he actually could be that smart, well, he must have had a cheat sheet so he could remember to say that the Iraq war was a mistake. I don't know. Meantime, in an unrelated story, the Kerry campaign also released the results of Kerry's latest physical, including x-rays showing that two pieces of metal shrapnel are embedded deep in Mr. Kerry's left thigh. But that's crazy, because Kerry's war wounds were completely discredited on the internet. Which means the only possible explanation is that as he approached the x-ray machine, Kerry took the shrapnel out of his coat pocket and embedded it in his left thigh. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.